Don't throw away people who don't look like they have much to offer.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about ways we can win spiritual battles we thought we already lost.
They may be the voice of God for you to get back what the devil has taken from you.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Every time we let the devil get the upper hand in our lives, we surrender a little bit of territory that doesn't belong to him. But today, Dr. Evans explains that it's not too late to turn those defeats into victories. Let's join him.
We have locks on our doors and our windows to protect ourselves from theft. We have alarm systems to warn us of uninvited guests because we are concerned about theft. Not only is this an issue in the physical realm, it is also true in the spiritual realm. There is an enemy out there who wants to rip you off. Many of us have been robbed. We've been robbed of our peace because we're always in turmoil. We've been robbed of our joy because we're always discouraged. Many have been robbed of their purpose because they don't know why they're here, what they're here for, where they've been, or where they're going. I want to talk about recovering what the enemy has stolen. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, as the book of 1 Samuel concludes, David is in Philistine territory on the run from Saul. And it says it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, verse 1 says, the Amalekites had done a raid on Ziklag, overthrew Ziklag, burned it with fire, took captive women, all that was in it, both small and great, carried them off and went their way. There was a raid on their world. Their world got raided. One day, everything's looking fine, and one day, everything's looking like it's going to be okay. The next day there's a raid. And his whole world and that of his men were turned upside down because an enemy snuck in when they weren't looking and stole, it says, all they had, both large and great, and burned it with fire. So what we're talking about is total destruction. Their world is collapsing right in front of their eyes. What they had built up, what they had developed, was now gone. And like any good thief, it was taken a long way away, and they didn't know where to find it. So what we have here is a major theft that occurs. David and his men come back to see that their world had collapsed. Verse 3 was burned with fire. Wives and sons and daughters had been taken captive. And David and the people who were with him lifted their voices and wept until there was no strength in them to cry anymore. It goes on to say, verse 6, moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him. Because they were hurting too, it says. They were embittered, each one, because the loss of his sons and his daughters. So this is group pain. This is collective anguish. This is something everybody felt. Tagged on to verse 6 is a very potent line. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. In spite of emotional shambles, in spite of difficulties, And David, verse 8, very critical, inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this man? Shall I overtake them? He inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go after these crooks who have ripped me off? And shall I overtake them? Don't miss that question. He's asking God, shall I go after this person or this group, band of robbers that's ripped us off? And shall I overtake them? Why is he asking that question? I don't want to waste my time. I don't know who they are because we weren't here. I don't know where they are. So I need you to tell me, is it worth my time trying to get back what the enemy has stolen? When the enemy has ripped you off and you don't know what to do and you don't know anybody who can tell you what to do, that's because the Lord wants to be the only person who can direct you in the way that you ought to go. What you ought to do. Now watch this now, watch this. He says, pursue them and you will find them and you will rescue what you lost. That's insufficient information. Okay, David wants to know, should I go after them and will I find them? Now that's the question. God says, go after them, you'll find them. But that's insufficient information because I still don't know where I'm going. I do not know where I'm going. I don't know where they went. I don't know who they are. All I know is my stuff is gone. Watch this now. God rarely gives you all the data up front. Let me tell you that now. Rarely. Every now and then, God may give you the full picture, but God didn't even write the Bible that way. The Bible was not written with all the information in Genesis 1. The Bible was written by 40 different authors over 1,600 years and is an unfolding of the drama of God. God, watch this now, most normally unfolds more information as you move with the information he's given you. In other words, David, if you don't get up, you're not going to get more. A lot of us are sitting waiting for more when we haven't dealt with some. We're waiting for God to give us additional when we haven't done much with the information on the front end that he has given us. Jesus put it this way, he that hath, more will be given. But he that does not have, that which he has will be taken away. In other words, if you don't use the revelation and the illumination that I give you, more won't be coming. But he gives him a promise, you're going to get it back. And you can go riding with a promise. He gets up on his horse with hundreds of men, and David pursued. He went looking for an unknown cause of his problem, what he had lost. On their way, pursuing, verse 11, don't miss verse 11. Now they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread and he ate. And they provided him water to drink. So they're riding, looking for they don't know what. All they know is God said, go. Go, you move. So they're riding, looking for some kind of enemy or something that will guide them. It's called divine guide. It's God's GPS system. Yeah. Along the way, they run into an Egyptian and they feed him, bring him to David. He hadn't eaten, verse 12, in 3 days and 3 nights. Verse 13, And David said to him, to whom do you belong? And where are you from? He said. That's a simple question. Who are you? You know, we found you on the side of the road. Who are you? I am a young man of Egypt, a servant of an Amalekite. And my master left me behind when I fell sick 3 days ago. We made a raid on the Negev and on that which belongs to Judah and on the Negev of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. David ain't asked that boy all that information. All David said is, who are you? You laying on the road, sick, dying, haven't eaten in 3 days. We thought we would HBO you, help a brother out. We just thought we'd help you out. All I want to know is who your name, where you from. Boy starts talking. I'm an Egyptian. I'm the servant of an Amalekite. And we were doing raids. And one of the places we raided was Judah. Then we went to Ziklag. Oh, no, you didn't. You see, if David would have just stayed home praying, oh, Lord, make a way out of no way. You a bomb in Gilead. You a bright and morning star. You able. He would have been still there today praying. God said, get up and pursue. Go get what the enemy has taken. A lot of us are waiting for God to bring it. And God said, go get it. What the enemy has taken. And so he pursues. And what does God do? God gives him additional information. He now knows who did it. He now has a contact. He now has, in addition to that, verse 15, a guide.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with more about the danger of underestimating people who don't look the part. Stay with us.
All right, guys, I'm talking to you. Do you feel like your life is extremely chaotic or just dull? Do you desire an adventure with a clear objective? Dr. Tony Evans' book, Kingdom Disciples, is like a conversation with a man who is ready to take you on a bold path to a fulfilling and adventurous life. All you have to do right now is get your copy. 1-800-800-3222. Or visit TonyEvans.org and get Dr. Evans' book, Kingdom Disciples. What's your next adventure?
If you're ready to accept that challenge, we'll send you this brand new book as our gift when you help us keep Tony's teaching on this station with a contribution of any amount, no matter the size. You can donate online at TonyEvans.org. And when you do, ask for your copy of Kingdom Disciples. Along with it, we'll send you a special bonus, all 10 messages in Tony's current series, The Keys to Spiritual Victory. But today's the last day this special double offer will be available, so don't wait. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or talk with one of our friendly resource team members by calling us at 1-800-800-3222, day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. I'll have that information for you again later on, but right now, here's Dr. Evans once again with more of today's lesson.
David has asked God to deliver back to him what the enemy has stolen. There is a boy on the side of the road who's been discarded by his master because he's sick. So what God does, watch this now, I'm going somewhere. What God does on his way to blessing David to get back what David has lost is give him an opportunity along the way to be a blessing to somebody else. Don't ask God to bless you if he can't let you stop along the way and be a blessing to somebody else. If David wasn't willing to give him some food, if David said, oh, there's a sick man down there, let's skip him, I'm looking for my blessing. There's a struggling person down there, skip him, because I'm looking for my blessing. See, everybody coming to church looking for their blessing, walking over opportunities to be a blessing along the way. Why? There was nothing about that boy that would make you think he could help you. There was nothing about that boy that makes you think he could lead you. There was nothing about that boy that makes you think he could guide you. But because he was willing to help somebody who was worse off than him, he didn't know that God had planted there an angel unawares. The New Testament has says that we have angels, messengers from God, that God has strategically positioned along the way, who have the right information and the right knowledge and the right direction, but they don't look the part. This kid didn't look like he could be of any benefit, and he spilled the beans. He spilled the beans. We burned Ziklag with fire. He says, where are your people at? He says, I'll lead you, preserve your life. Listen, on your way to being blessed, to getting back what the enemy has stolen, don't miss the opportunity to be a blessing. To be a blessing now, don't miss that, because in being a blessing, you're gonna get blessed. He says, I can show you where they are. Preserve my life. So this young man who had been discarded didn't know that he was gonna be used of God for something bigger. That's why you don't throw away people that don't look like they don't have anything to offer. Don't throw away people just because they don't look the part, just because they look sick and weak and hungry. See, don't get that uppity. Don't get that sophisticated and sadity, that you throw away people who don't look like they have much to offer. They may be the voice of God for you to get back what the devil has taken from you. That's why we as a church can never get this. You can never be driving a nice car and look down on somebody driving a jalopy. You can't be wearing a nice suit and looking down on somebody who only has jeans. You can't be living up high in the suburbs and look down on somebody who's still in the ghetto, because that may be the person that God has given the information to for you to get back what the devil has taken from you. I'm in Dallas today because of a man who wrote a $25 check. I was going to Indiana to Grace Theological Seminary, had already been accepted, and a guy said, you know, well, you ought to think about Dallas. And I said, well, I don't have time. I've already been accepted up there. He said, but yeah, you should think about Dallas. He said, if I write the application check for $25, will you at least fill it out, and will you pursue? If I write the $25, will you pursue? He wrote a $25 check. I filled out the application, and I'm in Dallas today. Now I didn't see all this back then, but God had somebody come across my path to just mention something. So it says, David got the information, brought him down, verse 16. Behold, they were spread all over the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. The Amalekites are partying hearty. They're getting their groove on because of all the stuff they have illegitimately gotten. It says that they not only stole from Ziklag, it says they had taken from the Philistines and the land of Judah. So they were just raiding folk all over the place, and they were so excited that we got all this stuff. We got it illegitimately, but it's ours now. Verse 17, David slaughtered them from the twilight until evening of the next day. And not a man of them escaped except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. He wore them out. He wore out the enemy that had stolen from him. He wore out the enemy that had ripped him off. Now watch this now. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken, rescued his two wives. Watch this now. But nothing of theirs was missing. Whether small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything that had been taken for themselves, David brought it all back. So David had captured all the sheep and the cattle, which the people drove ahead of other livestock, and they said, "This is David's spoil." Even though the enemy had it, it was still there. It was just in the wrong location. The devil may have ripped off your hope. It's still there. It just ain't with you. The devil may have ripped off your dreams. It's still there. It's just not with you. You just ain't caught up with it yet. The devil may have ripped off your peace and your purpose. He may have ripped off your relationship and looks like he owns your child. It may look like the devil owns that thing and is controlling that thing and running that thing. You just ain't caught up with it yet. It's still there. Ain't nothing happened to it, because we're told at the beginning of the story that while the enemy took it, none of it was killed. In other words, it was being preserved. It was just being preserved in the wrong location. But when you strengthen yourself in the Lord and get a direct word from him, then get up and follow that word, and then listening to the blessings God has aligned along the way, he's going to take you in the enemy territory that's holding hostage what is not yours, what belongs to them. But the good news of the story is the Bible says that David brought back all that the Amalekites had stolen, all of their spoils. Don't miss that. He brought back everything that the Amalekites had taken. But wait a minute. We were told that the Amalekites didn't just take stuff from Ziklag. We're told that the Amalekites took stuff from the Philistines and took stuff from Judah, because they had been raiding places all over the world. And what I'm trying to tell you is that when you arrive to get back what the devil took from you, there's some other stuff there that's going to be a surplus. If you can ever get over there to where the enemy is taken, God has for you exceedingly abundantly above all you thought you lost. He can give you back the years that the locusts have taken away. He can turn that. I know you've been waiting a long time, but if you ever get over there, it's going to be worth the wait, because there's going to be some other stuff over there that you never even lost that you get to carry back with you. Somebody ought to be praising God right now to know that what the enemy has stolen from you, he can't keep, and there's more for you when you get over there to get what the enemy has taken.
Dr. Tony Evans with some good news about the blessings in store for us when we take back the spiritual territory we've given over to the devil. In the meantime, we'd love to help you make the arrangements to get a copy of today's message. It's called Recovering What the Enemy Has Stolen, and it's the final installment in Tony's current 10-lesson series, The Keys to Spiritual Victory. Remember, if you request this collection before the end of the day today, we'll send it to you as our gift when you help keep the alternative coming your way with a contribution of any amount. You'll also receive Tony's brand new book, Kingdom Disciples, as a special bonus. We don't want you to miss out, so be sure to make the arrangements before the end of the day. You can do that online at tonyevans.org. That's tonyevans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. What's in a name? Well, everything when that name is God's. And there are several of them that we'll be looking at starting on Monday when Dr. Evans kicks off a series titled Knowing God's Names. Be sure to join us for that. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.